both men and women, from young girl, young boy, to adulthood, if they have a problem and they think they are ill, they definitely need to talk to somebody. If it's not mum and dad, a friend or a stranger, just say something to somebody. There are phone people you can phone and they'll chat on the line, such as Samaritans, or there are mental health people out there that will help and listen to you and advise you the best they can. But the main thing I say is you need to talk to somebody. Both my boys died. My eldest one talked about it, my youngest didn't. And if it had done, then we'd have more of a chance. But unfortunately, my eldest boy did speak out, and he still took his own life. But it is so important, if you notice a change in your child, at no matter what age they are, bring up the subject. Why are you acting like this? Tell me if there's something wrong. Maybe I can help you. Mm. If I can't help you, I can help you get help from somewhere else.
And in terms of family members of people that have committed suicide, do you think there should be more?
There should be more help. Definitely should be more help. Personally, I've been to several counsellors and it didn't work out. There needs to be some form of free counselling throughout, because it doesn't just affect the mum who's given birth or the dad, it affects family throughout, friends, everybody it affects, colleagues, everybody. It ricochets all the way through. But yeah, I would say open up, talk. It is really, really important. And even if you can't get help, keep trying, keep trying. And if your child or your relative still dies, keep talking.